The time is now 3:05, and we are calling this regular meeting of the Brooks County Commissioners Court. We begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Great. We'll go to roll call.
Gloria Garza, County Commissioner, Precinct 1.
Armando Olivares, Brooks County Commissioner, Precinct 3.
My name is Eric Ramos, Brooks County Judge. We now go to public comments. Did anyone want to speak during the public comments?
Good morning, Judge Ramos. Actually, it's afternoon, isn't it?
It's afternoon. Did I think it was morning too? Sorry.
So thank you, Court Commissioners, for letting us be here during public comments. We did try to get on the agenda, but it got sort of miscommunicated. So I have today here Terry Cardenas, who's over new business development for the Krista Spahn Health Network, and also Alan Grohman from the Krista Spahn Health Network. And they're just going to talk a little bit about the flu shots that will be given to the county for free, and also some of the services with the network.
Thank you for having us here today. We appreciate the opportunity to provide health care to the county and your employees. And we have a flu shot event coming up that Alan's going to talk to you about. As your network, we have over 1,000 providers. That's physician, mid-levels, urgent care, facilities, rehab. They're all part of our network throughout 12 counties. So we want to be here to take care of you. If you've got physicians that you'd like to be a part of the plan who aren't, we're here to also help do that because we know how important it is to have in-network providers. So thank you for the opportunity to provide health care. And Alan, you want to talk about the flu shots?
Sure thing. Thank you guys for allowing us the opportunity to come and speak with you. My name is Alan Grohman with the Spahn Health Network. I did just want to touch base with you guys on the flu shots that we'll be providing on the 30th. It'll start at 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Annex. We're going to have a team of about 4 to 5 registered nurses administering the shots. You will be taken care of. It will be very brief. Won't take much time out of your day. Let's go ahead and get ahead of this flu season. To do few birds with one stone, we'll also have members from the network there to talk about providers in the area and other things that we can do for you guys. So, again, if you guys have any questions about the network or anything that we'll be doing, especially with these flu shots, don't hesitate to reach out. Thank you all. October 30th.
We're also doing a raffle. We're going to be giving away some really cute Halloween baskets as an incentive to get employees to come by. So just make sure you spread the word. I know that the flyer will actually be going out to employees sometime this week.
It went out today.
Oh, perfect. Thank you, Judge Ramos.
Thank you all very much. Do we have somebody from the American Red Cross here? No? Okay. Any other interest in the public comments? Okay, so we go to agenda item number... I'm sorry, yes.
And I'm with Texas A&M Health Science Center. And we are very happy to be here in Palfurrias, and we'll be providing diabetes education weekly for the month of October to try to get all the recipients of the insurance to go through the program. We're also going to do medication assistance program for the individuals that are underinsured or need assistance in getting the brand name medications for their treatment. And we will be holding the classes at the Annex also. And the classes are from 9 to 4.
Okay, so that's, I believe that letter went out also?
Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. Huh? This is under presentation. I'm sorry. That's good. Yeah, we're on to.
Yeah.
I think that letter went out as well to all our employees today. That details the prescription drug program.
So we also made it so that they will be available on the day of flu shots to help people, to sign people up for these classes. That way we try to capture as many people and get them registered for the classes as possible since it's required.
Okay.
And then there is one future date in November
that we could make a catch-up date for those that have missed any of these four dates. So we have that as an option, but we didn't advertise it.
You're talking about the wellness class?
Correct. And they may have questions for you.
Oh, okay, definitely, yeah. Do you have any questions for me?
Just want to clarify, all employees have to come to one of these meetings.
Correct.
Which will be held at the Annex.
Correct.
Before November 9th.
And what are the dates for the classes?
The dates are October the 18th, October the 25th, November the 1st, and November the 8th. So we made them weekly for that whole month to try to get everybody in. And once they attend the class, which is a six-hour class, we will also want them to come back every 3 months for a total of a year. So we provide the education, and then we monitor their progress for a whole year, every 3 months. And that's how y'all will get your outcomes to see how well the people that attended the class have done. So they are required to come back every 3 months for a visit, but that's just like a 10-15-minute visit with an educator. It's not the whole class again.
And those dates will be announced to the employees?
Yes, mm-hmm. We will announce that at the beginning of the class. Because we will be collecting their weight, their blood pressure, and their blood sugar, and their A1C, which is the average of their blood sugars for the past 3 months. So every 3 months, we recollect that data to see how they're progressing. And then, of course, we will make sure that they get their medications through Medication Assistance Program. And the Medication Assistance Program, you do have to make an appointment to go see Islanda, who is the community health worker here in Falfurrias. They can also go to Kingsville because there's another community health worker in Kingsville at the courthouse also. But it is by appointment, and they can get their medications, but they do have to show proof of income. And it is a process, so the sooner that they know, they should make an appointment right away, because it takes about 4 weeks to get the process done. Because we'll need proof of income, we'll need the prescription from their doctor, and once all that is entered in the system, then there's paperwork that goes to the doctor, and the doctor has to sign that paperwork also. So the Islanda will make rounds in the area physicians' offices and picking up those applications. Because sometimes there's a little delay because the doctors are very, very busy.
We have about 31 employees that fit
in
that category. Is that right? Do you know?
I don't know the number, but you would know.
That's right.
Yeah.
On the initial disruption report we ran, there were 33 names, but of those, I think that we've probably identified at least 9 or 10 that are either no longer on that medication or have been able to get a generic equivalent, so we're probably looking at more like 20 or so people. And some of those, as we ran the disruption, there are generic equivalents available for some of the drugs on that list, but not all, especially the specialty medication. So that's where this assistance program will come much in handy for offsetting the cost for your employees.
Okay, great.
Any other questions?
Just that we should start the process as soon as possible.
Great, okay, well, in 2 weeks.
Well, we're going to probably start it sooner than that. I was talking with Katie, and maybe we could send out something to department heads to start priming the pump and letting them know that their department employees will be having to attend this class, and that it's mandatory so that everybody can work together on trying to get everyone seen.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm sorry. I skipped agenda item number 2, presentation. That's where we had the Red Cross as well. Is there a representative of the Red Cross? So we go to item number 3, approve of regular and special commissioners' court minutes. Questions, comments?
No, sir.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Olivares. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously to approve the minutes as presented. The bills and claims were given to you just a few minutes ago. Are there any questions or comments regarding the bills and claims?
Questions.
Nothing out of the ordinary.
I'm sorry, what?
Nothing out of the ordinary.
Nothing out of the ordinary.
No.
Okay.
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Garza to approve the bills and claims.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Agenda items number five, the minutes. The monthly reports. We start with the treasurer. Treasurer.
Good afternoon. This is the financial report for September 2018. Y'all got copies, right? Running? Right? Okay, good. So we have JP 1, $22,019.32. JP 2, $140,133.78. JP 3, $77,248.48. JP 4, $16,734.65. County clerk, $6,291.42. District clerk, $4,957.68. Tax assessor and collector, $18,705.09. Total monies collected is $286,090.42. The distribution of monies as follows. The general fund received $156,078.04. The road and bridge, $4,406.30. Certificate of obligation interest and sinking, $633.01. Certificate of obligation series 2011, $208.13. Certificate of obligation series 2013, $739.21. State fees, $105,049.71. Record preservation, $858. Courthouse security fund, $4,014.99. Code and traffic, $2,664.60. Law library, $210. Justice court technology, $3,996.70. Delinquent fees, $7,201.73. Appellate judicial, $30. Once again, that's a total of $286,090.42. Under other monies received, we have state fees transferred, $21,120.57. The GO county share is $28,423.98. For a total of $49,544.55. Our health use sales tax, $19,869.29. And we do not have an ended balance for September 2018. We haven't reconciled. Okay, we're still working on that. Okay, going to the category of CDs, we have $3,455.71 in CDs under the general fund. Under the road and bridge, we have $501,653.65. On 9/25, we did bring in a CD in the amount of $251,116.51 for expenses, county expenses, payroll, etc. That concludes the report.
Questions, comments?
Judge, I have a question. Mm-hmm. This report, I believe that the month is wrong. This should be for September, correct? Because it says on here official month.
August.
I think this is September stuff.
Yeah, I have September on here. What's your saying?
It says August. That's what I'm wondering.
Okay.
So September, correct?
Okay, we'll have to correct. Yeah, September. Thank you, August.
Yes, sir.
Questions, comments? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Auditor's monthly report.
Y'all should have that. I mailed it in to the judge. Did you make copies, Judge, for the commissioner? I didn't make copies, I thought.
Was that the bills and claims?
No, that was... I emailed you my report and the bills and claims.
I didn't get your report. I may have just forgotten to.
Okay. Well,
I'll get copies to
it. Okay. So we have our health tax sales and revenue, as was discussed with Mr. Verdell. We had $19,869.26. We see that in comparison to the previous months, which were $29,000 for August, roughly $20,000 for July, $28,000 for June, and $20,000 for May. We had new employees. John Starr at the landfill was hired on 9-3. Jose Sines hired at the Road and Bridge, hired at 9-3. We had a reduction of force on 9-30. Elita Veda, landfill. And then we had Gilbert Narvaez, jailer, resigned on 9-24. And just to let the court know, I did talk to the judge this morning, and as of right now, it looks like we'll have about $1.3 million sitting in the general fund at the end of the year. So that's great. We had 1.1 last year, so we'll continue moving up slowly but surely, and that's good progress.
Yes, sir. So when you say the end of the year, you mean September?
September 30th.
30th, 2018.
Yes, sir.
Super. Thank you. Excellent. Thank you very much. The county foreman here? No? Do we have that report is in here. If we have any questions for Mr. Asaka?
No,
we're good?
We're good.
Okay, thank you, sir. Landfill report is also, I believe, in your
yes.
in your packet. He was not well. He did not come into work today. You also have the rest of the reports, the Justice of the Peace 1-4, the County Library, and, as I said, the landfill. Are there any questions or comments regarding those reports?
No,
we're good. Oh, I'm sorry, Ms. Silva.
She's right there.
I skipped right over you. I apologize.
Okay. I'm going to start off with the motor vehicle report because I do have August in here.
Mm-hmm.
These are the collections for our motor vehicle report for August of 2018. Our general fund did receive $1,081.80. Our road and bridge received $14,573.05. Our child safety fund fee, $517.50 for a total remittance of $16,172.35. Also in the general fund were the titles for the month of August in the amount of $275 for a total county remittance of $16,447.35. Next report is September's. The general fund for fees received $1,195.90. Our road and bridge received $11,772.95. Our child safety fund fee received $457.50 for a grand total of $13,426.35. Our general fund also received for the titles the amount of $210 for a total county remittance of $13,636.35. Next report is our tax report. And our total county road and bridge ad valorem tax is $17,078.49. Our farm to market dispersed totals is $1,626.60. Our attorney fee remittance is $3,539. Our interest for the month was $10.54. We did have one NSF fee paid at $30 for a total county remittance of $18,705.09. Next report is the collection report, which is our TC 168. And for 2017, our ending balance is $248,426.35 with a collection percentage of 93.52. Any questions on that? No?
Good.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Entertain a motion with respect to the report.
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Olivares. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Garza. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Agenda item number 6, to approve the correction of minutes of the following date and agenda item to include the word on file, submitted by Ms. Silva. Any other explanation, Ms. Silva? I'll entertain a motion.
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Garza. Second.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares to approve the amendment. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Agenda item number 7, we are not prepared, so I'll accept the motion to table.
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Olivares. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed. Motion passes unanimously. And we do, in this current moment, we have a special meeting, assuming we can get a quorum for 3 o'clock Tuesday of next week. That would be April 16th. Okay. And this item, along with several others, will be put on there. Did I say April? I've been on April today. I've been typing April on all my memos. I'm sorry, October.
October 15th?
October 16th, Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Okay. Agenda item number 8, discuss, consider, and approve Adam Ogden's contract for the 2018-2019 fiscal year. That contract was put on your table in front of you at the beginning of the meeting. There are no changes to the contract? Is that
no
correct?
No changes at all. I do have to reprint it. I have a typo on the date, but other than that, everything's fine. It's the exact same as last year.
And where would that typo be, sir?
That should be on page number 2, section 3. Just didn't update the page for this year, this coming year.
So it would say 2019?
Yeah, I should say 2018-2019.
Yeah, we'll begin 2018. Okay. Questions, comments?
No.
I will entertain a motion on this item.
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Garza to approve the contract. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Agenda item number 9, discuss, consider, and approve County Road 310A in Encino as a county road. And that was submitted by Bobby Sainz. I don't see him here. But we will just table that item.
Okay.
Accept the motion to table.
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Olivares. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. So we'll add that to the next week's meeting. Agenda item number 10, discuss, consider, and approve promoting Andrew DeGalado to library supervisor at no pay increase. Actually, there was a pay increase. It's already in the budget. Right? That was included in when we adopted the budget. The change in title is just to reflect a little bit more what her actual responsibilities are for the library. Questions, comments? Is there a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Garza to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Discuss agenda item number 11. Discuss, consider, and approve adding Brooks County Supervisor's long-term substitute pay to the Brooks County Policy Manual to include the following. If a county supervisor is out on sick or personal leave for more than 2 weeks, a designee will be assigned as an interim supervisor by the county judge. The interim supervisor will be compensated at the hourly rate of the current supervisor. The duration of the interim assignment will be determined by the county judge. We have talked about this before in relation to a stipend we issued last month. Are there any questions or concerns?
No,
sir.
I'll accept the motion.
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Olivares. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Gausa. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. We go to agenda item number 12. Discuss, consider, and act on a recommendation to the court for a candidate to fill the County Extension Agent Agriculture and Natural Resources position serving Brooks County effective October 15th, 2018 with the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service First Step Program, one-month training program, and effective November 15th, 2018 starting in Brooks County. This shall also serve to confirm the county's continuing support of $22,470 for the county portion of the agent's salary. Dr. Sylvain.
Good afternoon, Judge. Commissioner sent us, giving you a copy of Derek's resume that we wanted to share with you today. We appreciate all your support of our extension program here in Brooks County. And with the departure of Vic recently, we opened the position up for applicants, and I'd like to bring Derek Correa up to you all as our recommendation to fill that position effective November 15th. We will hire him effective October 15th, but we want to send him around to different counties to kind of look around and just as an orientation, and we'll pick up the tab since he won't be here for most of that month. He may be in and out a little bit to set up and everything, but that way he can at least form some relationships and learn who's in the neighborhood, go meet all the neighbors and everything before he would begin here. Derek is a graduate of Texas Tech University, College of Agricultural Science and Natural Resources with a bachelor's degree in interdisciplinary agriculture. Just graduated in May 2017. His dad was an ag teacher and retired. His mom fixing to retire as a preschool or kindergarten teacher for about 30 years. She'd been doing that, so I think she's earned that, looking forward to it. And it comes from a wonderful family. I know them very well, and I'm looking forward to him serving Brooks County and along with Celia here and others in the office with y'all's support and approval. And he's here to answer any questions you have, if anything he'd like to say. We always like to scare him. They don't go before Commissioner's Court very often. So he says, do I have to do anything? And I said, well, you know, they usually get about a 30-minute presentation in the court. And he starts getting all worried. I said, no. It's they're very nice people. It's short and usually and sweet, but sometimes I'd like to give him a chance to ask any questions, and maybe him maybe a minute just to introduce himself, if that's okay.
Absolutely. Appreciate it.
Okay, Judge, Commissioners, Dr. Saldana said, my name's Derek Correa, and I am from a small rural community, Lyford, Texas. I'm born and raised there in Willis County, and I'm looking forward to being the Brooks County Agricultural Extension Agent. It's something I have a great passion for with the kids, the community, and I'm looking forward to doing everything in my power to continue building this program. And like I said, being from a small rural community, Lyford, I've always seen Lyford and Palfuria. It's very similar in size, and a lot of similarities I see and that I really enjoy and I like. And so that being said, Dr. Saldana said a lot. I'm a graduate from Lyford High School, a recent graduate from Texas Tech University, like he said. Have a lot of agricultural background, come from a broad-span education family. And so I look forward to putting everything that I've learned up until now and everything that I'm going to learn in the future to the best of my abilities to this program and county.
Great. Any questions, comments? We won't hold the fact that your football team beat us up badly on Friday. I know we may just vote no.
Yes, sir.
No, but we appreciate you taking an interest in our kids.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Other questions, comments?
Welcome.
Accept the motion.
Brooks County.
Motion by Commissioner Gausa. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Congratulations and welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, thank you. Discuss, consider, and act. Oh, I'm sorry. If somehow, sir, we could get him on one of these dates, because it'll be before November 15th, to come to the class. Or maybe he doesn't need it, but okay. These wellness classes, you should have the dates on your, in your email. I think it went out today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh. Can I add a real quick invitation to our CEU conference on December 15th, 14th? And I think I mentioned it to you, Judge, at the dinner tonight thing, but we have our continuing education conference that we have every year in Laredo, December 14th. We've got a lot of really good topics on cybersecurity, open meetings, and emergency management, a couple others that we've invited Senator Zaffirini. We're waiting to hear back from her, but invite y'all to join us if you can. December 14th.
Embassy Suites in Laredo?
In Laredo, yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Item number 13, discuss, consider, and act on the submission of the 2018 tax roll as per 26.09C of the Texas Property Tax Code.
Okay, this is a submission of the 2018 tax roll as per 2609E of the Texas Property Tax Code. The 2018 tax roll is submitted for approval under Section 26.09E of the Texas Property Tax Code and was calculated in compliance with the same code by multiplying the values from the certified appraisal roll plus minus any changes in value approved by the Brooks County Appraisal Review Board by the tax rate adopted by this governing body for the 2018 tax year. Values and taxes are at a ratio of 100% of appraised value. The 2018 tax roll for Brooks County is stored in the Brooks County Tax Office in compliance with the state records retention guidelines. A copy of the tax roll for reference purposes and convenient availability is filed with the Brooks County Clerk's Office. I, Terry A. Sivas, Brooks County Chief Deputy Tax Assessor Collector, hereby certify the figures from the 2018 tax roll as reflected on the attached summary page taken directly from the 2018 tax roll. I certify the foregoing information and the roll it represents is accurate and correct to the best of my knowledge. The 2018 total taxable value is $573,513,076. Our total assessed value is $612,862,847. Certified and submitted this 9th day of October 2018. Any questions?
No. This would be for all of Brooks County, right?
No, this is just for the county. This is just county. This,
right.
This is the actual general fund.
Right.
The taxable value and the assessed value is from the, well,
the
taxable value is from the
county,
general fund.
The values are of the entire county.
Yeah. No, just, yeah, well, county, just county, but not Road and Bridge or Farm to Market.
Right, I get you. I just remember about 10 years ago, those were reaching a billion value in Brooks County. It's amazing how much we have fallen.
Yes.
Questions, comments? Okay.
Thank you.
I'll accept the motion. Discuss, consider, and act. Is there a motion on this issue?
Motion
by Commissioner Gatza to approve the 2018 tax roll. Is there a second?
Second
by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Item number 14, discuss the current status of the tax office motor vehicle department audit conducted in March 2017. Mr. Petroli.
Yes, I talked to the judge already about this, but I wanted to give the court a status of where we are. We did receive, at the time of the audit at the motor vehicle department / tax office, myself and my internal auditor, Rodney Velasquez, we put a claim in to try to retrieve some of the monies that we could not find back. And after a long process, TAC did their own audit of the tax account / motor vehicle department, and they concurred with our assessment, what we had found, and they refunded us back or gave us a claim back of $61,747. They didn't give us all the monies back that we claimed because some of the issues were in prior years before TAC had insurance, before we had insurance for theft loss. And so they could only give us back to when they started insuring the county for theft loss and forward. And so that amount was $62,747. And so they took off a $1,000 deductible. And so in lieu, we have $61,747. And just to let the court know, we got that back on 9/27. That's already included in our general fund fund balance, our coffers. And also, I took the liberty to write a letter to the district attorney requesting a initial or requesting him to do something more since our audit was validated with outside sources. And so I have not received or heard anything back from the DA. So I just wanted to let you know, Judge and Commissioners, that's the status of where we are in that.
Okay, great. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, 1 minute, 1 minute. Can you just tell me the dates that this $62,000 covers?
I don't have that with me. I have it in my office, but it covers, I want to say it's from 2016 forward. And that's when we, that's when TAC offered, they didn't have theft, or they didn't have loss coverage insurance for theft until that year we got it. Otherwise, we would have got it back for all the prior years too.
And the audit covered 2009
on? The audit covered 2008, I think it was 2008 forward.
Okay, great. And that brings me to the next question, but I think it's the one he's going to ask, so I'll let Mr. Williams ask.
I can't tell you the exact amount, but it's about it's over 100,000.
Different?
Yes. And that's why I wrote a letter to the DA to request additional steps to be done. I wanted to try to recoup whatever we can. That's Brooks County money. No, I had originally talked to the Texas Ranger we had here, and himself and the Sheriff's Office. I guess you need to talk to them and see how they handle that. All I know is that we got when the Texas Ranger left, he sent me all the information back that I sent him, stating that he could not pursue this. He needed some other stuff. So we were at a standstill. So we requested an audit to be done from our TAC insurance, which we did. They found out that what we did validated what we found. And then I did my last step that I possibly can do is write the DA myself as the auditor saying, hey, we need to get something done and proceed forward with this. So now it's in the hands of the DA's office, I guess. It was 2 days before her surgery. So
thank you.
No, we submitted this to about 2017. Yes, sir.
The audit was in March 2017.
Yeah, that's when we brought it to Commissioner's Court.
Judge, how much did we get from TAC?
$61,747.
Yes, and that's. I don't know the exact number, but I know it's 100 more thousand.
Oh, okay.
About 100 more thousand.
And they couldn't cover that because of the years not being insured.
So we didn't have insurance prior to that?
TAC didn't carry that insurance. Okay. And in previous audits, we had insurance, but because we did a couple of these, and on the first one that we did when I first got here, which has already went to court and stuff, so we can talk about it more, is that we gave it to our insurance, but it was too late. We didn't have we had an outside insurance company, and we didn't meet the criteria to get those funds recovered, or some of those funds. But since we knew that, we said on this one, we're going to find out real quick, find out how to do this, and we did. We did it in a timely manner, found out that we can get money back, but they would have to audit it, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know if the Texas Ranger gave up or not. I mean, but all I know is the Texas Ranger gave me the stuff back and says that he could no longer do it. They would have to go through the sheriff's office. And I've talked to the sheriff about this. And that's all I know. I don't know about the investigation part. I just know that, you know, my job is to inform the court of this is what's happening, this is what we got, this is what's missing, and who else can go forward. Like I told the judge, I'm about expanded about what I can do. I can't really do no more. I already gave my letter to Carlos, and however he wants to handle it, that's going to be his case. We got money back from insurance. That's what I could do. I did that.
My
I don't know how that works. I know when I talked to Carlos about it, he said that as the auditor, I could actually report them looking into it. Again, they're not investigating. I agree with that. But maybe that meant he was going to talk to the sheriff about it. I don't know. I can't speak. I have no idea.
On the investigation. I'm not sure. Sheriff, do you care to comment on this at all? I know with current investigation, so I don't know how much you can.
My understanding, we just spoke to the ranger a couple of days ago, and I think it has to do with some logistics, and that has to be what he meant by going back to our office. I believe he said that we need to contract out to a lab to look at certain items. Make sure you keep me in line here. Make sure that I just don't want to say something I shouldn't. We need to go and look for a lab that can look into certain items that need to be identified as such, and then return it back to him. He's still the lead agency. He hasn't dropped it. It's just the fact that we're going to have to go out and look for an independent lab because his lab doesn't do what's required. So now it was dropped on us as far as seeking the lab, and it's going to be at our cost. That's where we at. But as far as it being dropped, it hasn't been dropped.
When you say you mean the DA?
Exactly, right. It's still active, I guess you can say. Open case.
We're just waiting on some forensics.
Correct. And that's the logistics, the part of it is the lab. We need to get to the lab, new lab.
We still haven't gotten the lab yet?
No, what happened was the DPS lab couldn't handle that particular format because there weren't documents that they could actually identify. So when they got back to us, now they're telling us that we have to identify a lab and we're going to have to send it under at our cost, get the documents as necessary, then forward it back to the ranger so he can close it. And that's where we're at. And we're planning on looking for a lab that specializes on that type of documentation that's needed. So that's where we are.
You know, yes. Deal.
Well, actually, the body that's doing the investigations is the same people that are doing ours. Yes, sir. The same service. The issue is the lab. Yes, sir. That's the issue. It's not closed by no means. No one is going to close the books on it. We just need to do that part for the ranger service so we can get it back so we can proceed with it.
The issue is the money. We're going to keep the money next year for a budget.
Yes, sir.
You know, to me, it would be fine if we didn't indict any money, whatever. The money is the main issue that we think is, you know.
Well, I don't know. Now, as far as the money, that's the administrative part, and I don't know if you'll be able to get any more monies.
That would be.
Are you maxed out on your part, though?
A federal.
Yeah, as far as the insurance, we're maxed out.
Yeah. Okay.
So any additional money, if it goes through court, the process would be
from the district. Any additional monies that results, that's just going to be for indictment purposes, to see at what scale is that. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. But But as far as the insurance, that's already taken care of.
Do we have an idea of the cost from the lab yet?
No, sir. Nothing.
Well,
there was a crime, yes. No doubt, there was a crime committed. We know that. But now we got to prove that crime, and it's got to be done accurately.
Right. Anything else, sir?
No. George?
As far as time, is there a time?
It's really difficult to tell, sir. It all depends on this lab that we locate and what kind of other cases he has in front of ours.
It's going to be we have to find a lab that's going to do this forensic work on it. And also, the lab has to be in front of the agency to actually look at it.
For another one.
Yeah, so we need to be careful because independent labs are going to charge you for the work they're going to do. So we want to make sure they're accredited before we start paying them any monies.
Absolutely. Great. Mr. Williams, did you have enough?
Is there a time limit?
I don't know. What do you call that?
That was in 2017.
There you go. Statute of limitations.
Let me answer that question, so I can answer that question. You know, because I'm kind of familiar with what happened in the Valley. The instance in the Valley is not the same crime that happened here. It involved the same office, but not the same crime. So it's different. It's different. So it was a lot easier to do that because it was totally different from what happened here. So what happened over there was not what happened here. So.
Great. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Okay, this was just a discussion item. Any other comments, questions, Commissioner?
No.
Okay, so we go to agenda item number 15, which is to adjourn. I will entertain a motion.
Motion.
Motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. At 3:53, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you. Thank you.